It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis is asking Coloradans to help enforce safety standards to limit the spread of coronavirus. He said Monday that state health departments and local law enforcement can't monitor businesses every day to make sure they're following the rules. He said the public are the state's eyes and ears.
If you see establishments that are not taking the proper precautions and are disobeying the public health order and violating the laws of the state of Colorado, putting you and others at risk, report them to the local public health agency and the Attorney General's office.
Polis said the stay-at-home order was successful in flattening the curve, but that some safety standards are just part of the new way of life. The governor says the campgrounds at state parks will stay closed for now. He says he hopes they can reopen in the near future.
At this point, many communities across our state are not ready to receive tourists from other parts of the state and from other states that inevitably come with opening campgrounds.
He adds the protocols need to be put in place at state parks for cleaning campgrounds in between uses. State parks have stayed open during the health crisis with some restrictions. The Colorado Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case to determine which candidates will be listed on the Democratic primary ballot for U.S. Senate. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
A Denver district judge ordered the Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold to place Michelle Ferrigno-Warren on the Democratic Senate primary ballot, even though the candidate didn't turn in enough valid signatures. The judge ruled that Ferrigno-Warren's signature gathering efforts could be considered sufficient to qualify for the primary ballot because of the extraordinary circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic. She only collected half of the required signatures. Griswold has appealed the decision and says there must be a uniform standard. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Possibility for low humidity and high winds have led forecasters to issue a red flag warning for parts of the state today. They say fire danger is high in southwestern Colorado and along the eastern plains, including the I-25 corridor from Fort Collins south to Pueblo. Winds could gust up to 40 miles per hour. The red flag warning is in effect from later this morning until 8 o'clock tonight. The winds may calm down later in the week, but it's going to be getting warmer by Thursday and Friday. Highs today will be in the 70s around Denver and Colorado Springs, above 80 in Pueblo. Later on in the week, highs will be in the 80s for much of the Front Range and above 90 in Pueblo. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.